Jealous. You may be seated. We've got a lot of people on vacation, I think, here today or something. The house is full. Did we start to fit? Is it time for Passover already? May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The things that are taking place right now is looks like everything is speeding up. I hope you paid close attention to that news, especially on the Leon Benetti. Leon Panetti, he has no experience as a defense minister. In fact, he had no experience as an FBI leader, but his experience, if you got this, and it comes, he runs the entire military despite having no background qualifying him for the position in charge of Doomsday Plan, in charge of the Doomsday Plan. And he's saying that, he says, Iran will remove Israel like a cancerous tumor. Now, if you get his education, Leon Panetti, Catholic and Jesuit education and activities, attended Santa Clara University and Law School, Jesuits colleges, political science. In 1956, he entered Santa Clara University. In 1960, he graduated magna cum laude with a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science. He also received J-U-R-I-S is the way they have it spelled here, in 1963, Santa Clara University School of Law. Santa Clara University is one of the 28 member institutions of the Association of Jesuit Colleges and Universities. 28. One of his first major acts as defense minister was to allow sodomites into military. He's strongly for abortion also. So this shows, this ties him to the Catholic Church, but also it ties him to the scriptures that go clear back to Genesis 10, in fact. And then, of course, the scriptures in Revelation 17, which we will see some of it today anyway, hopefully. But keep this in mind as you see this man operate, because if you remember, Revelation 17 says this system is the leader of the kings of the earth. And it's the city that sits on the seven hills, of course, leading the kings of the earth. Well, what's he leading them to? He's leading them into war. He's the chief man for the doomsday, the coming doomsday. And he came at just the right time. He was put into that office that controls the nuclear bombs at just the right time. The olive oil, I'm supposed to say something about the little extra, I guess, about the extra virgin olive oil. Once it's heated up when cooking, it really has no defense left in it, and it starts to go rancid really quickly. You can poison yourself on it if you don't watch it. I think it causes a lot of sickness when we don't pay attention to foods that have gone bad. And Yahweh harps on this. Meat, he gives you a certain time period after they're cooked, because you also kill the defense in meat when you cook it. It has a certain defense in it that I remember years ago when we had a band going, and we went down to Mexico to buy some sharp looking clothing. Anyway, they didn't have any refrigeration there at that time, and that's the way it was when I was a child also. But they had a cow hanging out under a porch from, it had the store, and then a porch come out a ways from the building, and they had a cow hanging there. And the man came out there with a knife and shooed the flies back and cut a piece of meat off and tuck it back inside. Now, and it's probably clean, you know. It's probably until the fly's waste starts breeding the worms, you can actually clean the meat up because it goes from the outside. After a while, the bone then starts to deteriorate inside, and it will start running from the inside. And that's what makes it dangerous. The outside you can cut off like mold on a cheese. But once you cook that meat, you know, it kills the defense in it. The same way with this olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. The other olive oil, the plain olive oil, you can use it over and over for a while. It'd be best if you refrigerate it, because otherwise you'll be taking some bugs into your body that you really don't want there. The sickness is increasing in today's world. Cancer, diabetes, and pancreas cancer. And of course, today is the World Cancer Day. They're celebrating it, making a lot of money out of it. laughing all the way to the bank. Diabetes drugs tied to pancreatic cancer risk. The drugs themselves are tied to creating cancer in your pancreas. Now, you know, there's got to be that they've got to know this. If the news knows it, they got to know it. Alex Baldwin, whoever he is, they told me he was an actor, but they got his picture on here. Among 79 million pre-diabetic Americans, if that makes it any stronger, the actors are getting it too. I remember when John Wayne, he was in my time. John Wayne said, "I'm not going to rest until I have everyone smoking Camel cigarettes." Well, he did rest after that with lung cancer. He's at rest now. But I think it was that and pork. They never mentioned the pork along with the smoke. But if you take into consideration, just last week I read that pork sausage, the sausage, caused, I believe it was pancreatic cancer. Of course, they know this. They know also that it gets in the colon, and from the colon, you know, this goes to all parts of the body, including the brain. And they say, well, they just can't understand why they're getting this in the brain. Then they mention such things as genetic mutation in one of these articles. I got too many. Oh, here it is right here. New research published has identified a substantially increased risk of type 2 diabetes for people with rare genetic mutations. Well, see, they're finally learning about the mutations now that we have been telling them about, that's shown in the scriptures. The mutations that's caused from mixing pork and, of course, STDs, and they get together and they mutate, but it's in the melatonin receptor, that's 1B gene. Well, of course, there's a lot of other genes that's affected by it, too, that they are on the verge now finding out about, and they'll find out that pork is the is one of the leading causes. The STDs are the greatest cause of all, getting into the brain, but causing cancer. And they will find this out now. Well, now, what I've harped on for years is that these things get into the brain and they cause confusion of the mind. The mental cases that we're having, I read last week where 20% of the people born now are born with a detectable mental disease. Now, these are the ones that are bad. 20%. So a detectable mental disease. Their brain is what the scripture shows in Leviticus 18. We didn't get to it, but you could look up the word confusion there and study it a little more, and we'll talk about it later. But confusion of the mind. Well, of course, that's what a mental disease is. It disturbs the mind, much like mad cow disease. I was so surprised. I was talking to some worldly people this last week in business, and the discussion came up of Alzheimer's disease, because that's being on the news now. And I said, well, Dr. Williams says he took many of these cases that they classified as Alzheimer's and took it and paid for his own examination of it, the autopsies, and it showed that it was mad cow disease. And I was so surprised when the businessman said, well, what is mad cow disease? And I think, I was told one time that the people who read the prophetic word are about 10 steps ahead of the world. Praise Yahweh. And I do believe that if you see it and you talk to these people and they don't know what mad cow disease is, and he was sincere, and I explained it to, I did go ahead and explain it to him, taking my time to do so, but he had never heard of it, and I thought, well, it's been on the news, maybe it's not on the news that much, I don't know, but anyway, I'm glad that everyone here is 10 steps ahead, because you've got to know these things in order to understand and see the problems that the world is having today and why they're having these problems. Right now, the world is seeking a president. They're seeking a leader, a world leader, somebody that'll get them out of this problems that they're in. And of course, they don't know how to judge, and they're looking to people that's one of the historians called the monies. That's monies, the monies. And of course, they're looking for someone who can get them some money into their pockets, so they're looking to people who have actually, many of them, been being used by the Catholic Church, such as Leon Panetti, used by the Catholic Church, as the scripture shows, to bring about this problem so that certain armies can be increased. That's what the scripture shows. Certain armies can be increased so that they can bring about this last, what is called the New World Order. Now, I don't know if this news story mentioned this. Were we able to get about the New World Order in that? No? Okay. Well, maybe we can get it next week. But the Ayatollah Khomeini, in his prayer and speaking this last week, it was reported on Al Jazeera and also on Press TV. We know for sure those two, that he told his Arab League, the Muslim Brotherhood, to get ready. You need to get ready. Now, this is all he said, and it may be code language. I don't know, but they may have things planned. At least the intelligence of the United States says they do, but get ready for the New World Order. Now, the New World Order, of course, was given to you by Malachi Martin in the book, The Keys of This Blood, that shows that Mary, the Queen of Heaven, is going to make war against the Muslim nations. This is the New World Order. It's not a New World Order. It was from the beginning, clear back to Genesis, when she was became the adversary of Yahweh, of course. But now they're seeking and they're hoping. This is the confusion of the people, because they actually think, well, if we can get this man in office, he will create all of these jobs, and that's what they're telling the people. I'm going to create all these jobs. I'm going to blow Iran off of the map. War is in their vocabulary when they're trying to build up their voting to vote for them, to put them in office. One of them is a confessed Catholic that went to all the Catholic schools. The other one has had eight cardinals backing him, and he let this be known. So whether you get one or the other, they're going to obey the Pope in bringing forth what the prophecy shows in Revelations that is going to be brought forth in these last days. Just like Leon Panetti put in charge of the nuclear bomb, a Jesuit priest who had no experience in the field, in the positions that he has, but he has a reputation for obedience to the Pope. And of course, who put him in there? Well, the Pope put him in there. He's the leader of the kings of the earth, as the scripture shows. How would Yochanan know that the city that sits on seven hills is going to be leading, as you can plainly see now from this news article, going to be leading the kings of the earth into war, into famine and disease epidemics, war, and the men that we have two choices, of course, here before us, and they're wanting someone to take Barack Obama's place. Of course, Barack Obama is one of the most intelligent men that we have seen in years, but praise Yahweh, in president, but he has very little control over what the plans are that are going to be carried out. And this is what the Russian leaders were saying. It makes no difference who becomes president. They don't run the show. The one that runs the show, they didn't say it, but they know that it's a city that sits on seven hills. What we know is that that occurs to be the Pope, the Vatican, and of course, he's the leader, and you can see his men now in action. This is made so clear in this news article. It's fantastic that we got this news article on Leon Panetti and the position he holds. He doesn't qualify for it except for the fact that he is a Jesuit priest that's going to bring about the Pope's will. And the Pope's will is, as described by Malachi Martin, to get rid of all forms of holiness. Now, this becomes very clear if you keep these things in your mind as we see go into the scriptures. But Mitt Romney, it wouldn't make any difference whether he got it or Newt Gingrich. They're both the same. The plans are already laid out, and they're just there as a show or a hit man, so to take the heat, like Barack Obama's taking right now. He's taking a lot of heat, and of course, his popularity dropped. It's coming back up now. They're doing certain things because he is cooperating. They're all seeking, as Yeshua said, they're judging by sight. They're all seeking the wrong things because they're seeking wealth. And everybody wants wealth, so they're wanting a man who can bring them wealth. Now, this should bring to mind a lot of scriptures, of course, because Yahweh is guiding you and teaching you to be judges and not let that counsel that council of the Benjamites come into your relationship with Yahweh, or between you and Yahweh, because that's what Yahweh wants. I mean, for his kingdom is to keep you clean and keep you thinking like Yahshua when he said, you know, don't judge by the sight of the eyes, but judge. Yahweh, of course, can judge by the heart, but Yahweh also sees. He has more eyes than the beast, and he can see what is going on in their plans, but he knew it before they were ever created and turned loose on the face of the earth. And he forecast this, he prophesied this, starting way back in Genesis, and showed you how it's going to come out today. I want you to turn over to Jacob, King James Version, James, Jacob, the second chapter. Now, this is what the world is seeking. And, of course, this apostle, the way that this is written, it takes a little study to see what he's actually saying to you. But what he's actually fighting was the same thing that we're fighting today. The beastly system that Daniel, the prophet Daniel, in the seventh chapter of Daniel, he showed you a beastly system, and he was amazed at the amount of laws that this beastly system passed. That's about the 11th verse of Daniel 7. But today we have the same thing. The apostles had it here, and you can see this is what he's speaking of, obedience to the law, but also the demanding of respect for these certain leaders of the world that was placed upon them. And the history says that when one of these Catholic leaders, like the Apostle Shaul was before his conversion, they try to say that he was converted to Christianity. No, he was working for Christianity. He was crusading the same as the popes are doing today, the same as they went on doing at that time. They were killing off the Galileans who kept teaching you must obey the written law, not the traditions that the elders brought forth, which Yahshua said, your traditions make the law of Yahweh of none effect. The traditions of the elders was what Shaul, the apostle Shaul, he wasn't an apostle at that time, but he was killing off, arresting, punishing, shipping to Babylon and Rome the people, and trying to retrain them into this beastly system. Well, here the apostle Jacob, in the second chapter of Jacob here, he's saying in verse 5, he said, listen, my beloved brothers, has not Yahweh chosen the poor of the world to be rich? Now, to be rich in the faith. Now, before this, he said, you see a man come in with a gold ring. Well, of course, these people dress to the hilt, the flamboyant dress to make, and people looked up to this. And of course, they're the ones that pass the laws that belong to this municipal system that the Apostle Shaul used with, of course, permission from the high priest who called themselves Pharisees at that time. They called themselves Catholic now. Why do they call themselves Catholic? They took that fourth beast, took over the whole world, and then it just disappeared, right? Well, in the people's minds, it disappeared. It actually took over the whole world and is still involved in the whole world's teaching. The only thing that's separating them is religion. They had 10 religions that they were following. 3 of them fell, but the rest of them are still very vibrant in the Christian religion, all these gods. But what separates them from the Muslims is, of course, is the leadership of the religious leaders who are teaching we've got to do certain things. And one of the main things is we've got to protect our women. And I wondered why they held on to that, but they didn't the other. That there's a reason for it. And of course, Scripture shows this, but you've got to get between the lines and between the verses here a little and there a little to find it. But I will show you what I'm speaking of. But he's speaking of this system. If you go back to verse 1, he says, my brothers, do not hold the faith of our glorious King, Yahshua Messiah, with respect of persons. And then before that, now he was telling about the people coming in wearing gold rings. And you say, get out of this place up here close and let's give it to this man that's dressed properly, dressed in all this gold and silver. And of course, this person was the one that drug people into court. And this is what he was saying here. These people come here to spy on you. They're here to gather information. So he says, verse 5, listen, my beloved brothers, has not Yahweh chosen the poor of the world to be rich in the faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? Now, at this time, they were also pushing, if you remember Yahshua's writings and what he was saying when he is saying your traditions is worthless. Your traditions that you're teaching the people makes the law of Yahweh of none effect. Well, the apostles here was fighting the same thing. These people were bringing forth these laws, traditions. That's what the apostle Shaul was upholding when he was going from place to place with his Roman army, roving army, arresting and bringing these people to court, then shipping them to the arenas where they would line them up fighting each other if they would fight. If they wouldn't, they'd simply put them in with lions and let the lions tear them apart for entertainment of the people. Then come this well-versed witch who was in business, the hog business, the swine business, who says, hey, we're wasting all this meat. We can take this meat, put it in our cattle feed, and in our pigs, and the pigs will eat anything. It's a high protein. They will get really fat and make some really great sausage for you to eat. So she gathers them up, called Circe. It's a gathering of human bodies, and feeds them to the swine, and then eats the swine. I told you this last week, but let all of this sink into your mind. And from all of this comes forth a confusion today to where we have two leaders here to choose from, both of them speaking the same language, both of them having forked tongues, of course, as the Indians used to call it. What we call the American Indians, that was the Galileans, that they fought and killed. My family was part of that. My family, the history shows on my family, fled also and went to a place, not knowing they were guided by Yahweh, as part of a work that was started by Yahshua years and years before that, but went to the place, the ends of the earth, which was Oklahoma, but would never be figured out until the last days when knowledge would be increased for Yahweh's house. Praise Yahweh. Well, and he's saying here now, so about all of this now, and the rich people, they're trying to convince that we follow traditions, but you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress, persecute you, and drag you into the courts? You may have seen this thing here this week on the news. This lawyer jumps up and says to the judge, "Judge, the new evidence has just been given, just been discovered that merits a retrial or an appeal." And the judge, he was shocked, and he said, "Well, what is your evidence?" He said, "My client just revealed to me that he still has $10,000 in his savings account." Yeah, that was on the news. I don't know. No. Well, it will be now. Think of the commercials our men are going to make out of this one now. Women lawyers, too. They're all named Sue. Do they not blaspheme? These now are your lawyers, the ones who wear the fancy clothes, the ones who are gold rings on their hands and dressed to the hilt. As Yeshua showed, they want the best seats. But they're there to spy, and they're there to bring you into court, drag you into court, he said. Do they not blaspheme the worthy name of Yahweh? Yes, they started that, brethren, back in Jeremiah 23. 600 years before this. And the apostle here was fighting this and saying, these people drag you into court. But Yahweh has chosen you to be rich in faith. To rich in righteousness, not in the wealth of the world. Yeshua said, seek first the kingdom, then all this other will be added unto you, yes. More than you can ever imagine. He said, if you fulfill the royal law, forget about these traditions, is what he's saying. Forget about them. They make the law of Yahweh of none effect by their traditions. The same thing that Yeshua said. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you must love your brother as yourself. You do well, the King James Version said. You do righteousness. You do well. Yes, you do well. If you forget about all this other crap that's being put out here to you, where they drag you, these same people drag you into the court, forget about their teachings. But keep this royal law that comes from 613 laws of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. But if you show respect to persons, you commit sin and are convicted of the law as a transgressor. And then he goes on to tell you if you break one of these laws, you're guilty of breaking them all. One of the laws of Yahweh, not their traditions. Now, this should make you think of the prophecies about that we've read many times, but I want you to go over to Isaiah, Isaiah 3. Isaiah 3, which is prophesying this very thing. We're living in a time period that was prophesied from Genesis. And, of course, what we're seeing here that we're about to read is what we're facing here today in seeking a president with confused minds seeking a world leader. And they're saying, well, you have a lot of money. You're the moneyed man. Moneyed men, that's what they're looking for. In verse 6 here, he says, then a man will take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, you have clothing, you be our ruler, and let these ruins be under your direction. That's what they said to Barack Obama. We've ruined this whole system. Now get in here and straighten it out for us. And now they're looking to Romney and Gingrich. Or anyone. Of course, they hate the leader they got. They'll hate those leaders in just a few months after they get in office. But this is a confusion of the mind that we see also turning minds into cancerous growths. Well, we're also thinking that of the nations, if you noted. Israel is like a cancerous or a tumorous growth that must be removed. Well, that's what's going on in the mind. But notice, you have a lot of money, you know, so you come direct us into getting this mess straightened out that we have created here. If you look back to verse 1, he says, "For behold, our Father Yahweh of hosts will take away from Jerusalem and from Yada the support." Well, when he's speaking of Yada and Jerusalem, he's speaking of taking away support that he was giving them through his laws that they rejected. And of course, when they turned away from his laws, then they cut themselves off from him. It wasn't like Yahweh said, "Well, you don't like this gift, so I'll pull it back from you." That's not the way it was. If you read all the scriptures, you'll see, like Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, your sins separate you from Yahweh. So he can't hear you. He can't hear you when you pray. Want to know why your prayers aren't answered out there? Read that scripture and you'll find out. And notice the staff. That's the staff of righteousness, of course, that kept Yahweh's blessings coming. Yahweh's blessings can only come when the laws are obeyed. Your land. It will produce healthy food if it's fed health to begin with. Your body can produce a healthy mind if it's fed healthy food. The same way your land. We all know we've ruined our land. The FFA, they harp on this, and they demand a stronger fertilizer to make their corn grow faster. And, of course, this is what ruined the land to begin with. You burn up the land can't produce. Well, neither can your body. So when Yahweh was cut off from Yada and Jerusalem, this started diminishing the blessings. And each law they broke diminished more blessings here. So they themselves cut this off. The support, the staff, the whole supply of food, and the whole supply of water. Now, we'll get into this in Revelations because we're in this time period right now for all nations. Remember, this was the judgment for all nations that is taking place right here that he showed take place in detail in Jerusalem and Yada among the 12 tribes who owns the whole earth at this time. And, of course, still fighting with one another. The mighty man and the man of war, the judge, the righteous judge, and the prophet is all going to be taken away. The prudent, the wise and understanding, and the ancient elders, what did they do? They counseled the people and kept them going in righteousness and in touch with Yahweh, raising healthy, spotless, speckless cattle and sheep and goats that they could actually offer without spot and blemish on the altar. They actually had that at that time. We don't have it at this time. There's no such thing as a healthy animal being sold on the world's market today. Nowhere. Get one of them and butcher him and look at his liver right quickly. And the ancient elder, the captain of 50, remember when that was set up, when Moshe brought the 12 tribes out? Well, he says this is going to be taken away. The captain of 50, The honorable man, the counselors. It is very important, brethren, that we have righteous counselors in the house of Yahweh. It's a must. Praise Yahweh. The skillful artisan and, of course, the eloquent orator. I will give children for their children to be their princes, that is, a child's mind, and babes will rule over them. The people will be, this is a mental illness that he's talking about here. When he says children will be their princes, their minds are deteriorated. Well, who are we hunting here between the ones we got to pick from? Which one can actually do the job? Now think about what we know already. Cancer of the pancreas. Cancer of the brain. Yes, cancer of the brain. It's not readily apparent in any, but if you know what the scripture paints that we should look for, which is Yahshua himself, Yahshua could have led this world in peace and prosperity. There would be no end to the abundance that they could have had. But they rejected him and killed him, in fact. And Yahweh says, sit here at my right hand, and I'm going to make all of these rebellious people your footstool. I'm going to teach them that they can't live this way without bringing confusion and destruction, war, now nuclear war. It's right on the hills of where we're standing right now. Babes will be their rulers. That's what you see in these people that are campaigning. And some of them readily drop out. You know, they get up there and make a bunch of blunders, and everybody laughs at them. They laugh at these that we got the two winners. They even laugh at these. Pretty soon, if they, one of them gets it, then they'll be condemning him. That idiot, how did he ever get in that office? Why did we ever put him in there anyway? And they hate him. And they'll start trying to find another one. But there's none out there to find anymore. There's no one out there. They killed the one that could have ruled them successfully. Hung him on the stake. And they still won't repent of this. They won't even see it. They don't even see their brains going down. You wouldn't see it if it wasn't shown in the Holy Scriptures what is actually taking place. Now it's given on the news. It was prophesied before it was given on the news. The people will be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. What do we see in the world today? They got cameras set up trying to catch the one that is breaking into their cars. In fact, they showed it on television. They say these cameras that takes the flash pictures of animals where they put them out in the field to find out if there's any deer coming to their places and or what animals is getting into their trash cans and knocking them over. Well, they're taking these and they're installing them to where they will take pictures of somebody if he comes up there to break into their car. And it showed the man come up there. His mind was so confused that he got down there. He's trying to figure out, did he want to steal that camera or not? And he is looking straight into that camera as it took his picture. And the person was so stupid, he didn't even know what it was. So confused that he is trying to see, well, is that worth any money? Should I get that? No, let me break in this car. I'll get something here. And it showed him break in the car. And he showed him take a purse out of the car from somebody who shouldn't have left it there, of course. What was wrong with her mind? That she would leave it in her car and set a camera up to take a picture of somebody who breaks in to get it. Yeah. And she may still have some money in her checking account, I don't know. If so, we'll hire a lawyer to get this man, take him to court. Everyone is oppressed by his neighbor. The child will be insolent. Well, that's what we see in today's world. We say, hold up your teachers to your children. Teach your child from the beginning. Teach your child from the beginning to listen to his counselors, to obey his counselors. One day you'll be a counselor. If the children don't obey you, they won't be worth a flip for the kingdom. Teach your child from the beginning to do Yahweh's work. Don't quit Yahweh's work. Don't say, well, I want to go play with something else, so I'm going to quit at this time period. Stay till the work is done. I've never been an 8-to-5 person. And right now, I work from about 5:30 of a morning, that's when I start my day, till about 11 at night. I was griping the other day because here a while back I started having trouble sleeping, and if I don't get a certain amount of sleep, then my mind gets messed up. I get to where I have to read the same sentence twice. I don't mind that, but anyway, I said something about it. Well, they gave me something. Well, it started making me sleep too long, and I hate to sleep anyway. I only sleep because I have to. When I was 17 years old, I was wanting to break the sleeping habit, and almost did, I thought, and then I started hallucinating. Well, that's when I found out you've got to have rest for this body. You can't do without it. But if I could, I would work 24 hours a day for you. I'd work for you 24 hours a day. Somebody said they needed to give me some kind of juice the other day to calm me down. Well, I do get excited sometimes when the work is not done or when I think somebody's falling short on his job. Not because the job suffers, but because I know that person is passing up an opportunity to get a better job in the kingdom. And what we're trying to do right now is train our children. Do Yahweh's work. That's the important thing. The rest of this is brain rot. Praise Yahweh. I'm trying to get everyone to stay with the job till the job is done. Not leave it for anything. This work, as Yahshua said, this work is the main thing on the face of the earth. It's the only thing that's going to stop what you're seeing and taking place in this world today. Brain tumor, go out there. You'll get it. It's everywhere. Pancreas tumor, pancreas cancers, every kind of cancer is out there right now, waiting for you. Waiting for you to come get it. It's not in the work of Yahweh. Health, healthy minds and healthy bodies is in the work of Yahweh, waiting for you. And if you prove to Yahweh that the work of Yahweh, that his plan is the most important thing on the face of the earth, even more important than your telephone pushing buttons, you're playing around. If you prove to him this, and you prove to him you're going to get interested in it, you know, you can get interested in anything. The only reason you want to leave your job is because you let your mind get interested in something else. Well, I want to go play with this for a while. Get your mind on the satisfaction of doing that job to the very end, and you'll find joy in Yahweh. That's a promise from him. I don't want to keep the Sabbath anymore. Go over to Isaiah. Isaiah. The Sabbath, making it a joy for others. That's keeping the Sabbath. And if you remember, Yahweh said, my rest would be beautiful. The witness's rest that he would teach would be beautiful. Yes. Well, of course, I just elaborate on what Yahshua did. Yahshua's rest, as you can see, is the most beautiful thing you could ever find. Being a servant to others, making the Sabbath a blessing to someone else. That is the most beautiful thing I could ever think of. But look at Isaiah now, 59. Let's go back to Isaiah 58, 13. If you turn away your foot from breaking the Sabbath. Well, how do you break the Sabbath? You break the Sabbath by being selfish. Like the world is being now. I want a president that'll give me a bunch of money in my pocket so I can go and leave my job and go spend it. Wow. Man, that's some really great thinking. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to go buy me a push-button telephone or something, anything. If you turn your foot from breaking the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure, doing your pleasure, your own business, your own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and will honor him by not doing your own ways. Well, who are you going to do your own ways? Go to the judges. Seek the habitation of Yahweh. Go to the judges and they will tell you what to do. And he's telling you here the same thing. If you will do this, he says, nor finding your own pleasure, honor him. By not going your own ways or finding your own pleasures, nor engaging in idle conversation, then you will find joy in Yahweh. That's his promise. And all the rest of these things, as Yahshua said, will be added unto you. Well, here, go back to Isaiah 3, because here we see a situation here that we're in. All the world is in it right now. And they're down. They have a lot of unemployment in the world. They have people who have already lost their home, some of them twice. They didn't even learn the first time. So they went back out, and they told her, they got them another job, worked for another 30 years, about ready to die, and they lose everything they got. I told you about an insurance salesman that used to be a member of the House of Yahweh. His name was Ronald Snow, and he told me he had just lost his job. And I said, well, I thought you had a job that had commission built up to where the people you'd be receiving payments off of these people. And he said, yeah, I did. And the company filed bankruptcy. Well, he lost all the work that he had been doing for years. He had built up a business for years selling insurance, and he built up a reputation as being an honest insurance salesman. He was supposed to have a commission coming off of every one of those people. The company filed bankruptcy, and he lost everything. He was back down to nothing after almost 20 years of work and had to start over again. Well, of course, he started over at the same thing. I know some school teachers that lost their jobs as school teachers. They lost their houses. The same school teachers was telling their children, oh, you've got to get an education so you can make a lot of money. Wow. Man, how many times do they have to go through this mess before they see it's all a scam? To keep you working, giving it back, but never letting it build up, never letting you have what you want. There's no way, any way, a person can work for this mess that we see in the world today and ever, as we call it, get ahead. They've got you trapped in the system. They train you to work for them, and they make you all kinds of promises in doing so, but you lose it. And after the person, this one school teacher, had lost everything they had twice. They did it twice. They're still back trying to get it back the third time now, so they can lose it again. I remember people when I was 16 or 17 years old saying they took out a 40-year loan on a house. And I said, this thing's going to be falling apart in 40 years. I said, do you see any of these 40-year-old houses, what they look like? I said, are they going to keep this house up? No. I could see through that back then. I said, credit is a curse, is the curse of America. When I was 17 years old, I could see through that mess. And it's easy to see for us, but it's so hard for the world to see this. And they'll get a job thinking, well, they're going to make a lot of money, they're going to live forever, you know, they're going to quit at a young age and draw this retirement. Well, now this Social Security, they're saying it's going to be broke down in a few years. Social Security, that's what people are hoping to live on. At the rate when I was paying Social Security, I looked at it and I said, you know, at this rate, I'll be able to draw this. But at the rate of inflation, the prices are going to be about 10 times higher than what I'm going to receive. So how is that going to benefit me? Well, you'll have to get a job to support it. Well, this is a confusion of the world. This is the schools of the higher learning, and now they're in trouble. And they're seeking someone who can get them out of this trouble. But see, that's not in the plans for them, for that's coming from Satan. Satan is the one that's leading the city that sits on seven hills. Remember, she gives them their seat and great authority. She gives it to them, not Yahweh. Satan gives them their seat and great authority. Her plans are to destroy mankind. But the world doesn't have sense enough to see what's taking place. So they're contributing to this. All the time they're contributing, but they don't have their minds on that. They have their minds on electing a president that can put some money in their pockets. They don't have their minds on looking out here to see, what is mad cow disease? What is this cancer of the pancreas? Oh, it'll never happen to me. But it does. And it's happening to everybody right now. One in every three has this. One in every two has this. One in every four has this. The doctors are getting rich. Well, what are they going to do with the money? They take their money and pay the lawyers. And they say that's the biggest expense. And the lawyer says, hey, I just found out some new information that calls for an appeal here. He's still got some money in his checking account. You see what a mixed up mess this is? I'm not making this up. This is the true world we live in. Yahweh is offering to us a way out of this mess. And you will be the leaders. If you overcome and if you endure, and if you learn to love the work of Yahweh and find joy in His work. May Yahweh bless you. I'll turn the services over to the next speaker. I love you.